Krishna Book, Canto 19, The Solar Eclipse at Kurukshetra, Chapter 82, Scene 2, Kunti Devi and Vasudev finally meet. At Kurukshetra, above all, the visitors from Vrindavan were most prominent. The residents of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, had been living in great anxiety because of separation from Krishna and Balaram. Taking advantage of the solar eclipse, they all came to see their life and soul, Krishna and Balaram. The inhabitants of Vrindavan were always well-wishers and intimate friends of the Yadu dynasty. This meeting of the two parties after long separation was a very touching incident. Both the Yadus and the residents of Vrindavan felt such great pleasure in meeting and talking together that it was a unique scene. Meeting after long separation, they were all jubilant, their hearts were throbbing, and their faces appeared like freshly bloomed lotus flowers. There were drops of tears falling from their eyes. The hair on their bodies stood on end, and because of their extreme ecstasy, they were temporarily speechless. In other words, they began to dive into the ocean of happiness. And while the men were meeting in that way, the women were also meeting one another in the same manner. They were embracing each other in great friendship, smiling very mildly, and looking at one another with much affection. And when they were embracing each other in their arms, the saffron and kumkum spread on their breast was exchanged from one person to another, and they all felt heavenly ecstasy. Due to such heart-to-heart embracing, torrents of tears glided down their cheeks. The juniors were offering obeisances to the elders, and the elders offering their blessings to the juniors. They were thus welcoming one another and asking after each other's welfare. But ultimately, however, all their talk was only of Krishna. All the neighbors and relatives were connected with Lord Krishna's pastimes in this world, and as such, Krishna was the center of all their activities. Whatever activities they performed, whether it be social, political, religious, or conventional, were transcendental. The real elevation of human life rests on knowledge and renunciation. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, devotional service rendered to Krishna automatically produces perfect knowledge and renunciation. The family members of the Yadu dynasty and the cowherder men of Vrindavan had their minds fixed on Krishna. That is the symptom of all knowledge. And because their minds were always engaged in Krishna, they were automatically freed from all material activities. This stage of life is called Yukta Vairagya, as enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami. Knowledge and renunciation, therefore, do not mean dry speculation and renunciation of activities. Rather, one must start speaking and acting only in relationship with Krishna. In this meeting at Kurukshetra, Kunti Devi and Vasudev, who were sister and brother, met after a long period of separation. Along with their respective sons and daughters-in-law, wives, children, and other family members. And by talking among themselves, they soon forgot all their past miseries. Kunti Devi especially addressed her brother Vasudev. "My dear brother, I am very unfortunate because not one of my desires has ever been fulfilled. Otherwise, how could it happen that although I have such a saintly brother as you, perfect in all respects, you did not inquire from me as to how I was passing my days in a distressed condition of life. It appears that Kunti Devi was remembering the miserable days when she had been banished along with her sons through the mischievous plans of Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. My dear brother, I can understand that when providence goes against someone, even one's nearest relatives also forget one. In such a condition, even one's father, one's mother, or one's own children will forget one. Therefore, my dear brother, I do not accuse you. My dear sister Kunti, do not be sorry, and do not blame me in that way. We should always remember that we are only toys in the hands of Providence. Everyone is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is under His control only that all kinds of fruitive actions and their resultant reactions take place. My dear sister, you know that we were very much harassed by King Kamsa, and by his persecutions we were scattered here and there. We were always full of anxieties. Why, only in the last few days have we returned to our own places by the grace of God. Thus ends Chapter 82, Scene 2. Kunti Devi and Vasudev finally meet. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Srila Sridharswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur both comment that Kunti does not blame her relatives for her suffering. Thus she calls them the most saintly of persons, but alludes here to her own bad fortune as the cause of her unhappiness.
Radha Krishna Bobo Bolo re so bhai, Radha Krishna Bobo Bolo re so bhai, Krishna bolbe jabe Pulakhabe Jorbe anki Boli chai, Krishna bolbe jabe Pulakhabe Jorbe anki Boli thai, Radha Krishna Bolbo Bolo re sobhai, Radha Krishna Bolbo Bolo re sobhai, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
When you chant Krishna's holy name, you will shiver in ecstasy and you will shed tears. Therefore, chant Radha Krishna. Chant Radha Krishna. Chant Radha Krishna.